In 1949, Pete Seeger sings and picks a cheery-sounding tune about workplace discrimination. You're on the Soundbeat.
I want a situation, yes, and want it very bad. I seen employment advertised as just the things as I, but the dirty spell being ended with no Irish need apply.
When a potato famine crippled Ireland in the 1840s, Irish immigrants flooded U.S. port towns, especially Boston. By 1855, about half of Beantown's 150,000 residents were foreign-born, the vast majority of them Irish. The huge influx of poor and malnourished led inevitably to prejudice, and NINA, or No Irish Need Apply, signs came to be. Posted on shop windows, restaurants, and the like, the signs forbade Irish from applying for advertised job openings. It seems time heals most wounds. Present-day Boston embraces its Irish heritage.
To tell an Irish gentleman, no Irish need applies.
Download our podcast at iTunes and soundbeat.org.
Pat or Dan, but to me it is an honor to be born an Irishman.
Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.